Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Margaret Kimani, and today on our episode, we are going to be talking about desire and intentionality in doing whatever we do in life. So I am a huge fan of podcasts, and my great discovery of Oprah Winfrey's podcast, Super Soul, 2 weeks ago has greatly affected my life in ways I had not thought of before. She is a phenomenal woman, and many of us out here look up to her as a role model. But for me, it has always been from a place of her being an influential figure. I had not really thought about it. It was just a matter of having an iconic woman as my role model. I mean, who wouldn't want to be associated with such? And when she talked about desire and intentionality, I found myself looped in and glued on to my phone and just trying to, you know, figure out whatever she was saying. And coming to the realization that she could be actually a genuine role model has really shifted my focus on some things in life. Listening in on her podcast at 3 a.m. when sleep decides not to be mine anymore, I am in a position to make some real judgment in life right now. And perhaps one of the greatest lessons from the podcast is going to be informing the blog this podcast today. It's the lesson on desire and intentionality. It is having the desire and hope to do things in life. Now, a quick feel into this. How many times have you done something or gone somewhere or given out or yet deep down given out something, and yet you know that deep down that was not really what you wanted to do? Oh, your hands should be raised right now. Raise your hands. Your hands should be raised right now. Guilty as charged, right? Well, mine are in the air right now. Perhaps from realizing that I have oftentimes done things that I did not have the desire to do. I have been with people with whom I had no business with being with whatsoever. Have bought things without necessarily wanting them, given out stuff for the sake of it, gone out partying because a group of people were going out, and I did not wish to feel left out. Well, for this one, I would blame FOMO, which is short for fear of missing out in life. But the point is, each of us has done one or two things without having the desire to do it in the first place. You've gone to that party, you've gone out drinking with friends, but you did not want to do it in the first place. You knew very well that that was not what you needed right now, at that particular moment. Well, it works. Well, until you realize later on that you had no business doing that, and now you have to face your own thoughts, reminding you time and again that you wasted your time and energy in doing something you never wanted to do in the first place. And this just proves that there's some real danger in doing things for the sake of it without having the dire need and desire to do them. And the first danger, probably, there is to this, is that you betray your own self. You betray yourself. You betray your mind. You betray your body when you constantly keep doing the things that you do not want to do. Because if you're doing something that you do not want to do, it means that you are replacing the thing that you wanted to do with the thing that you didn't want to do. Let's say you wanted to go out for a party. You didn't want to go out for a party, and yet you did. So what would you have been doing instead? Maybe you could have gone back. You could have stayed back and maybe done a thing or two, taken a walk, slept, or just do something else. But then what did you choose? You chose to do the thing that you did not want to do. So in essence, you betrayed yourself. And that is one of the real dangers. So in essence, what happens is that we create some conflict within ourselves, such that, you know what, you're always doing the things that you do not want to do, and your mind is telling you do this and you don't want to do it, and then you end up doing the things that you do not want to do. You create some conflict. And is there any happiness to it? Absolutely no. And the real beauty there is in doing things out of desire, out of the need of having being intentional about things that you want to do, is that there is always some joy doing it. A sense of fulfillment within yourself. Remember that one time that you did something that you really wanted to do, you were not sure of, but then you really wanted to do, you started a project, you did not want to do it, but you did it anyway. But then, so after that, there was some fulfillment you felt, right? I'm sure there was. That point where you take that one step and did something that, you know what, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. There's no joy in that. I want to do it and I'm going to do it regardless of whether there's something extra I would have been doing, but I'm going to do this. There's some fulfillment. I can attest to this and say that there's some fulfillment in doing what you love or what you want to do, and doing things coming from a place of desire and intentionality, putting in effort, your body, your mind, doing it. So I am essentially trying to cultivate a culture of desire and intentionality in what I do, with the people I surround myself with, and each and every facet of life. And by so doing, life is making much more sense. That is the other advantage. Life makes more sense when you do the things that you really want to do and the things that you have the desire to do. Every day I whisper to my soul, Maggie, do the things you're compelled to do, the things that resonate with your thoughts and that which aligns your goals with the purpose in life. And it's coming from a place of asking myself whether what I'm doing is contributing to the end goal I have in life of making it and becoming successful in what I do. So if by going to this party, am I really helping myself? Should I have stayed back and maybe done something else? Read a book? Could that have changed something in my life? So it has been a while since I last did a podcast, but maybe now the desire and the need to do it has finally come, and I couldn't be more happier than I am doing it right now. I am allowing Oprah's words to inform some of the decisions I'm making in life, and the words are, and I quote, "Never do something if you do not have the desire to do it in the first place." I am hoping that you, my dear listener, will be compelled as I am today to start doing things intentionally and from a place of desire, and that way you'll start having a sense of fulfillment in everything that you do. Thank you.